If you can picture Southern Africa in your mind, you've got the answer to our GeoQuiz. We wanted you to name three of Africa's southernmost countries. These countries are along the route being followed by Helge Petersen. He's leading a group of motorcycle enthusiasts on a trek from Cape Town, South Africa to Zambia and back. Helge Petersen, that's a loop of over, 6,000 miles, and it traverses the three countries we were looking for in our GeoQuiz today. What are they?
Well, the first country we started in is South Africa. A few days ago we went through Lesotho, and right now I'm talking to you from Swaziland.
So South Africa, Lesotho, and Swaziland. Tell us the rest of your route and how long the whole trek is going to take to complete.
Well, we started in Cape Town. We're going off to Botswana, off to Zambia, to Livingstone, where you find the beautiful Victoria Falls. Then we go over through the Caprivi Strait into Namibia, down to the sand dunes of Sources Flay, biggest sand dunes in the world you find there, and then eventually back to Cape Town.
Not only are you a motorcyclist, you're also a photographer. What have you been seeing? What have you been taking pictures of?
You know, one of the first things I took pictures of is, of course, Cape Town and the Table Mountain. It's a fantastic backdrop to one of the most beautiful cities in the world. Further down, like yesterday, we went to a Zulu village. You see them show how they used to make their tools, how they made fire, the medicine man. They did the dancing for us, and it was very, very impressive.
This sounds like it's not your first trip to Africa on motorcycle back.
No, my career as a motorcyclist and photographer started in 82 when I sold everything I owned I had in Norway and headed for Africa. And it took 9 months to go from southern Norway to Cape Town. And the whole trip took 2 years, and then I continued around the world. I've been to over 100 countries in the world now by motorcycle.
And how do villagers react when you're speeding through with your big BMWs?
Well, you know, kids, they jump up and down, and they know motorcycles, so they do the sign. They want us to pop a wheelie, you know.
And do you oblige them with a wheelie or two?
No, we don't do that. We are not Hells Angels type. We are not the racers type. We just love to travel around the world and do it on a motorcycle.
There are some hazards in Africa that one doesn't usually hear riding on a motorcycle in the United States. You know, goats that just sort of jump out in the middle of the road. Have you had any incidents?
Actually, it was a little more exotic experience we had this morning, and I'm not kidding you, and I got it on the pictures. The guy in front of me, he was riding along, and we stopped for some giraffe, and as we were taking off, there comes this giraffe that we hadn't even seen just run right in front of him. I thought he was going to drive through between his legs. But that was, you're talking about animals, it's probably the biggest hassle here. Yeah, we have to be very careful.
Do they give out speeding tickets in Africa?
You know, they warned me about Swaziland. I just passed through a 60-kilometer zone, which is probably like 45 miles an hour. Then I thought I'd come out of it, so I sped off. But I had not come out of the zone, and there was a trap, and I got pulled over. We just talked nicely to him and said what we were doing, and he understood that. And he, you know, I said, I'm so sorry. And he put it on by 10 kilometers. So I just got the highest fine. That was big sum of $10.
Oh, well, that's not too bad.
No.
You know, the famous Paris-Dakar motorcycle race has often been criticized as, you know, sort of rich white northerners blasting through some of the poorest countries in the world and kicking up this big rooster tail of dust behind them. How do you avoid the distance that's created between you on your motorcycles and the people you're driving by?
Well, we stop a lot. And one of the things we discuss is bring something from home, bring some postcards, bring some picture of your family, and sit down. Like, you know, my friends Bob Love and Joe Hutt is just sitting up there with a bike, talking to local people that came up to see us. What in heck we are doing here? We were talking about how it is in America, and they say, oh, it must be so dangerous in America. That's this girl, she's 21 year old, listening to radio, and she said, I never want to go to America, it's just so dangerous. And then we talk about and say, like, do we look dangerous? And we tell about our family. And you know, if I ask some of the listeners to this program, I bet many of them would say, oh no, going to Swaziland or South Africa with motorcycle, that's too dangerous. You know, it's just where you are and how you get your information. Let people know about the different parts of the world, I think, is the best education you can do for anybody. So that's my last word.
Helge Pedersen is leading the Globewriters African Tour. You can see some of his photographs of Africa on our website, theworld.org. Good luck on the rest of your ride, Helge.
Thank you very much. Take care.